It's a great day. Can a dream? My name is Jens. How can I help you today?
Hi, Jen. How are you? Anthony here speaking.
Hi.
Jen, I'm after arriving in the past couple of days from Europe myself, and we're interested in renting out a camper van. Okay.
Okay.
We're just outside Montreal in Canada.
Okay.
And I was looking when we were in Europe there last week. Now I have a printout of it here, or a captured screenshot on my tablet, and it's a two berth camper van is what we're interested in renting out from today for a week. So it will be from the 10th up until the 18th of October.
So the 18th. Okay. It might be a little bit too late for today. I would have to call Montreal. The thing is the pickup times are from 1 till 4 in the afternoon, so it's still possible. It just does take a little time to prepare the vehicle and, you know, give it a mechanical service and everything. So
Okay.
I'm going to have to just double check. However, we can just go through this in the meantime here. You said which vehicle would this be for?
Well, I have it here. It's the Deluxe camper van. It's the DVC Canada rental. It's the 5.4 liter petrol. It's between the 2009 2012, and for 7 nights it's €352. So I mean, I don't have that translated. I don't have that transferred into dollars, but it's €352.
Yeah, okay. So what we have is we do have a weekly special rate at the moment.
Okay.
It's a special that's good to the end of October, basically. So it'd be a week there. You'd have
excellent.
Yeah, 1,000 kilometers would be included right off the
okay.
bat. Also included.
Excellent.
Would be your convenience kit, which means all your bedding, pots and pans, kitchen supplies, etc. And as well, U.S. driving would also be in there, and an additional driver would all be on the insurance for no
excellent.
Cost. Yeah, it's not bad. And how many people will be traveling, actually?
It would be just the two.
Two people, great. Okay, so...
Yeah, just the two, myself and my partner, Emma.
So the total, including taxes and insurance here, would be $803. Yes, $803. You got it.
Okay. Right. I'm looking at from last week from your webpage, and I'm getting a quote here of €352. Now, I don't know what that is in dollars, but I'm pretty sure it's nowhere near $803.
Yeah, I can take a look at that real quick. Was that from our website?
I have.
From
the Canada Dream. It's from the Canada Dream. It's a snapshot. You know, on the tablet, you can take a snapshot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I have actually two. I have the Deluxe camper van DVC, and I also have your pickup camper van.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can also take it without the special, which would bring it down to $716, that won't include the extra kilometers or the, you know, the convenience kits or anything like that. So I would probably recommend going with the other one. Let me just see here. How many euros did you say it was? Sorry.
It was €352 for 7 nights.
€352. Okay, so it'd be $494. Definitely we get a different number here for 7 nights. If it was for 5 nights, it would probably be around that. But for
okay.
7, yeah, the nightly rate is $89. So it, the lowest...
That's easy. And what I have here is nightly cost in euro is €51.82
mm-hmm.
in euro.
So what might have happened is $71. Yeah, is our rates do change depending on availability. So what I'm assuming happened here is just the availability must have gone down and the rates changed there. So because definitely the rates I'm getting here are, yeah, a little bit more than that. So we could do a week with the special, you know, everything included for $803, or without a special, just the vehicle and 700 kilometers driving for $716.
For $716.
Yes.
And that gives 700 kilometers, is it?
Exactly. Yes.
And so for an extra 300 kilometers, it's going to cost $200.
Yeah, they're 37 cents each. So let me just figure that out really quick here. That would be $111 extra for 300 kilometers.
Okay. And is 716 really the best you guys can do? Because like I said, I don't want to spend all day shopping around looking for camper vans, you know.
Let me just take a look here. Actually, we do.
Sorry, darling. Yeah, sorry.
We have a different vehicle which is less expensive, actually. It's a slightly larger vehicle, but the availability is higher, so the rates are lower. So it's the MIDI Motorhome MHB. Which is 24 to 28 feet long, which is actually only $80 per night. So for that one, for seven nights, would be $643.
And it's a bigger motorhome, is it?
It is, yes.
Is it much bigger? Like, how many people does it sleep?
It sleeps up to six. In length, it's not too much larger. It's The deluxe van was 21 feet. This MIDI motorhome is 24 to 28 feet, so a little bit longer there. But it is a bit taller and wider, and it has as well, a berth above above where you drive there over the over cab. So, definitely there is a you'll have more room in that one for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. It'd probably cost an awful lot more to run as well. It's probably a 7 liter. Like I said,
6.8 liter. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. We were looking. What we liked about what we had seen is the size of it. It's very maneuverable for these back Canadian roads.
There's also one thing I would just want to let you know about is just because. We do consider the 15th of October to sort of be the beginning of the winter season for Canada Dream. It just depends on the local weather, though. So I know, for example, right now, Toronto is still sending out other units. But in Calgary, for example, we're only sending out MHA Maxi Motorhomes, which is the larger unit, but they're completely able to deal with winter temperatures. So they have...
Of course.
Yeah, so... That's the thing is, it is possible that if the weather looks like it'll be bad in a few days, it's the call of the station manager there in Montreal. They could upgrade you to the Maxi motorhome if it looks like it might freeze. Yeah.
Does it make more sense then if we were to travel out to the place ourselves then instead of going with yourself to have a look?
You could absolutely do that if you'd like to. If you're in the neighborhood,
we're within 20 kilometers of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, they'd be happy to show you around a couple of units. You could visualize it, and they'd also be able to let you know what they can do for winter, as well. So, do you need their address or?
I have their address, but do you have a direct telephone number for there?
I sure do. It's area code 450.
Just bear with me there for one sec.
Oh, no worries.
Bear with me there. Sorry there for one second. Okay, sorry. Yeah, the number is.
Okay, yeah, the number is 450.
450.
434.
434.
2474.
2474. Okay, that's perfect. I have that number there now.
Would you like me to patch you through to them? I could transfer you to the station, and you could talk to them if you like.
That would be excellent. I'd appreciate that.
No problem. Just one moment. I will put you right through.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, nice talking to you. Bye now.